Blog Talk Radio.
Do for us, and so many reasons for the world why we love on y'all. For instance, how you just take us and lift us up, give us chance after chance, and we still find a way to F things up. And sometimes y'all go and blame yourself for the things we do, cause you love us so much, our lives become the truth. Y'all try so, so hard to make things work, finding a way to smile just to keep from showing you're hurting. With so much,
uh-huh. Oh, I love.
And y'all so full of trust. Yeah. And besides, y'all know us. Time and time again, y'all let us back in. Man, I love y'all so much, I gotta spell it out.
WOMAN.
That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Victoria Mans-Cherry, and I am the executive producer for Victorious Radio and Communications. Tonight, Wednesday night, one of my favorite nights, we bring forth to you a brand new episode of Conversations with Gail, featuring inspirational speaker, playwright, and my favorite title, tonight's hostess, Gail Butler. Conversations with Gail covers topics that include relationships, intimacy, communication, urban intelligence, current events, lifestyles, making and implementing positive change, and so much more. So keeping it real and filled with love, I will not hesitate to bring forth to you tonight our hostess, Gail Butler.
Good evening. Thanks for tuning in. Excuse me. To conversations with Gail on Blog Talk Radio, Victorious Radio Communications. As my executive producer has told you, I am your host, Gail Butler. This is our wind down time, so I hope you've kicked back, relaxed, maybe eating your dinner, maybe getting ready to nibble on some snacks or a little dessert, or you got your favorite drink beside you. Just relax tonight. I am drinking water. If you have a comment or a question, please call in. The discussion line is 347-855-8877. Press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or you have a question. This is an open forum, so I will welcome your comments. If you want to remain anonymous, your privacy will be respected. If you are not comfortable with that, please comment on the chat link, www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. You can also send me any questions to my email address, convowithgail@gmail.com, or like my Facebook page, Conversations with Gail, and leave a message. Last week, we discussed, Are You a King? And I got an email, so I'm going to read my email from, I'm not sure if they didn't say I should do it anonymous. I'll do it anonymous. This was from a young lady, and she said, Girl, this is so good. Thank you so much for this topic. It is a sad thing that we tag these titles onto people that are not equipped to stand in that position. I must agree with your comment on raising boys. I raised three, and I must say I applaud you on your comments. I raised my sons to respect all women, not just me. I always instilled in them that before you do something or say something to a woman, think about how you would feel if that was done to me, their sister, or cousin. My last point is you nailed it on how the king is supposed to be, lifting you up, empowering you, and raising the bar, not being arrogant and willing to listen and hear what is being spoken, maintaining your emotional stability and life with consistency. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're awesome. I love it. Will you be expounding on this topic? It could go in a few more directions. I look forward to Are You a King Part 2. Pray, live, love, and laugh. I thank you very much that you liked the Are You a King topic. I never even thought about expounding it. That is something I could think of. I will have to brainstorm on that. But tonight, like I told you guys, if you have a question or a comment, if you send an email, I will read it. I will put it on the air. And so you'll know that I am truly appreciative of anyone that sends any email, sends any comments. Even if you call in, you will be recognized. If you don't want to be recognized like I did with her, it's anonymous. If you don't want it to be anonymous, you can definitely just let me know in the email or your message. All right. As we stated, last Wednesday, we were discussing Are You a King? And if you missed that, it was truly eye-opening, really eye-opening for me, because I just thought it was just basic. And I got a lot of calls that people did say they thoroughly enjoyed it and they were impressed. So if you did not get to hear it, you can go on blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications, and you can pull up the old from last week's radio, Wednesday's Are You a King? So tonight we will explain the qualities of a queen. Are you a queen? Do you have queen-like qualities? Are you raising a queen? Now remember, just as kings, everyone will not get this label, nor do they want it. So let's dig deep into what a queen is. The dictionary defines a queen as being the female ruler of an independent state, someone who inherits the position by right of birth. That's interesting, same as a king. So that means that the mothers, the grandmothers, you're instilling into your children to be, inherit the king, to be kings and to be queens. Okay, that's interesting. The second definition is the most powerful chess piece that each player has, able to move any number of unobstructed squares in any direction along a rank, file, or diagonal on which it stands. Now, this is truly interesting, and I think it fits a lot of us women as queens. Ladies, we are the givers of life. We have the power to make or break a king or a queen before they even reach adulthood. Do you realize the power that is in a woman who truly walks, talks, dresses, thinks, and plans like a queen? So, are you ready to take this ride on learning the attributes of a queen? If so, let's sit back, fasten our seat belts, and we're ready to discuss this about queens. As a queen, you should always, always, always be self-assured. Ladies, know your limits and be willing to push them. A queen knows her flaws but uses them to outwit the haters. She knows the difference between a hater and constructive criticism. If you think because someone gives you an honest opinion that they are hating on you, it is time to take the crown off. There are a lot of women who are giving you helpful advice to better your empire. Everyone is not hating on what you have. They want you to reach higher and get more. A queen has goals to reach and assesses to kick if and asses to kick if they get in her way. Let me repeat that. A queen has goals to reach and asses to kick if they get in her way. She is a force with which to be reckoned. Ladies, what are your goals? Are you working hard to achieve them? We all should have a goal set for this year, even if it's one. Not the goal that every woman, I think, in America makes on December 31st, which is, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. And so when it doesn't happen in January, then February, oh, I need to lose 10 pounds. Or when a new event comes up or a class reunion or family reunion, you want to lose 20 pounds. That's a good goal, but a true goal that you know you can attain. Are you working hard to achieve this goal and stopping at nothing to achieve it? When you accomplish a goal, it will give you such a good feeling knowing that you have completed exactly what you have set your mind to complete. So, ladies, what are your goals? What is one thing that you say, like we were doing the Live Your Life to the Fullest video. What is your goal? One goal. That's it. One goal. I want to make sure that I can walk across, well, in D.C., the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. You can do that walk. I don't know how many miles it is. That's a goal. Some women, you may be afraid of heights, and you want to take a step day by day. You're going to go, but you want to make sure that you can walk across and come back. That's a goal. A goal is you want to read a book that you have been talking about. Those are goals, little ones at a time. But once you start setting them, you'll start seeing when you accomplish one small one, you'll say, oh, I want to do this. You'll accomplish another one. And you'll start feeling good about yourself because you'll see they're not as hard as so many people make them out to be. If you are a queen, then you are willing to take risks. That means you have to step outside that beautiful box you have built around you. A queen laughs in the face of danger. She is taking a risk for her is second nature. After all, what is a reward without a bit of risk? I'm not talking about doing something illegal or anything that's going to get you fired, you won't have no job or something crazy, but take a risk. Try something completely that you, out of your mind that you really wanted to do, but you're like, oh, I'm a little scared. Some people want to go on a vacation. They don't have anyone to go with. Go by yourself. That's a risk, but a queen will take that, grab the bull by the horns, and go. You will go where no other woman is willing to go, whether it's professionally or geographically. You will not make any more excuses. If you have always wanted to go on a trip to the motherland, Africa, then a queen will start making plans to take that trip. If you're tired of doing the same job over and over, repetitive over and again, and you want to make a change, a queen is going to step out on faith and make a professional change. Do you know how many women have stepped out on faith and started their own businesses and are doing excellent? While some of us ladies are sitting back still and have been in jobs year after year talking about, oh, I hate my job, I hate my job, I hate my job, step out on faith and try. Because a lot of we have skills that we don't even realize that we had. And we just need to tap into that. Step out on faith. Find someone, a woman that has did that. She took that walk. She stepped out on faith. Talk to her. See if she will mentor you and ask her, how did she do it? What about her fears of walking away from security, a secure job, and saying, you know what, this is what I want to do. And these women, not saying that starting their business wasn't a struggle, but they are happy. They're at peace with themselves, and they're doing something they love. So that's something to look at. And if that's what you want to do, do it. If that's a professional change you want to make, do it. If you want to go back to school, I say go back to school. And there are classes that you can take, small online classes, just to take, get your feet wet to see if this is something you want to do. Because for real, school ain't for everybody. And that's one thing that we don't hear. People don't want to say it. But everybody does not want to sit in a classroom setting. Some people need hands-on learning, but you can find that out, what is good for you, by just tapping into different free courses, just taking that step. A queen will ask for that well-deserved promotion without fear of decline. She will take a leave of absence to travel the world with the last bit of cash in her savings account because life is short, and she will live life to the fullest, never settling for second best. A queen knows when to say no. Let me say that again. Ladies, a queen knows when to say no. Saying no is not a bad thing. You should know how to say no and do it unapologetically. If you have a hard time saying no, I want y'all to start practicing it today. Stand in your mirror, look in it, and just start saying no, no, and say it with a smile, no, ma'am, no, sir, no, you cannot, no, I am not, no, 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 and double no's. It's okay to say no. A woman who says no and means it is honest. She won't tell you yes to appease you, only to talk about you behind your back. Let me repeat that. A real queen will not tell you yes to appease you and get her out of her face, only to talk about you asking her something behind your back. So if you have that good girlfriend, ladies, that can tell you everybody's business but her own, she can tell you the whole list of who doing this, who doing what, who came here, who went where, who sold this, who broke, who rich, who what, they can tell you everything. I am so sorry to tell you, you are hanging around with chickens, my dear. You are not ready to wear the crown because, you see, queens do not have time to talk about each other behind their backs. They will be too busy pushing each other to reach goals. She won't lie when you ask her if she is okay, if she is not. Whew. Now, this right here is a hard one. So many of us, when our man or our king wants to know what is wrong, we are quick to say nothing until something happens weeks later, and then you want to bring it up. No, my sister, as a queen, you have no problem expressing your feelings right then. You will say no to another project or party event because you will never bite off more than you can chew. It's okay to know your limits and realize that you will not be able to attend every event, that you will not be able to head up all the projects. Show that you have great time management skills by giving the proper attention and time to those things that are most important to you. Whew, okay. I'm getting ready to say what I'm getting ready to say, well, might not do well with some. But you can't claim queen status if you're not willing to invest in your appearance. If looks could kill, it would be a self-assured queen. She exudes confidence and dresses the part to a T. She is the girl who still wears a midi skirt and pumps on Casual Friday. Yes, ladies, yes, yes, yes. Some of you have brought into Casual Friday and turned it into a hot, filthy mess. I see how y'all be coming into work. Not even on Friday. Some of y'all come to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the whole week looking like, good God Almighty, y'all getting ready to go out and do y'all errands for the weekend. Y'all strutting around like a proud peacock, looking a hot mess. Then you wonder why you can't get that promotion. Because a queen knows that appearance, presentation is everything. How can anyone think that you're a queen if you don't even present yourself as one? Remember, first impression is a lasting impression. If people see that you are about your business, always looking put together, they will invest in you and take you seriously. Why should someone invest in you, take you seriously, ladies, if you don't take yourself seriously and you don't invest in yourself? Now, ladies, before somebody go off and they send me this message, I need to be comfortable. And if a man don't like it and his job don't like it, that's their problem. Well, let me ask you one question. Would you go to a job or go into a company that was a raggedy, shaggedy mess? If someone told you you had an interview and the building looked like it was abandoned, would you go in it? Would you date a man that always looked comfortable, meaning he never fixed himself up? He always had on some raggedy sweatpants, raggedy old dirty T-shirt and some tennis shoes, always. He was always comfortable. Didn't get his hair cut regularly, didn't keep up his grooming. Half of you wouldn't even get a man your phone number. So why, if you want him to look like Denzel Washington at all times, he has to accept you looking like you just finished working at a coal mine? Remember, ladies, that men are visual. If you are a real queen, you will always be up to par on your appearance. That does not mean spending thousands of dollars on clothes. It means knowing what works for you to make you look hot. And I have discussed this, ladies. You can get different pieces and look cute. You can have the casual. I call it cute and casual. You can have the professional and casual. It's different ways you can fix yourself that is doable, and you can still be comfortable getting the right shoes, getting the right pants, the right top, the right anything. You can get it. A true queen, a real queen, will a true queen can rock a Walmart dress and make it look like she purchased it from Neiman Marcus. And I know some of you are like, oh, no, you can't. Oh, yes, you can, because it's called pieces, piecing things together and accessorizing. If you know how to accessorize and throw on the right pair of shoes, you can bust in a Walmart dress and nobody would not know a thing unless they got that same Walmart dress on. It is all in how you present the package. I have said it again, and I'll repeat this until ladies get it in their head. We have to stop doing this. We have to be building ourselves up. Stop building ourselves up because we choose to go natural and not have a perm. And this is to my natural sisters. A lot of you get off, oh, I have dreads and I'm doing natural. I have no perm, and y'all got red hair or you done dyed it blonde. The minute, and I'm going to keep saying this, the minute you have decided to put any type of dye in your hair, you are no longer natural. You have put a chemical into your hair. So, saying you're natural, team natural, as some of you, stop making that mean that you're putting someone else down because you have decided to go natural. As well as ladies that like to rock the weaves, stop downing natural sisters. That's what makes us all so uniquely beautiful queens. We can rock the different hairstyles that are good for us. Some of us aren't going to ever want to go natural because our hair just won't be able to do it. It's not a good look for us. Some can wear that natural and look amazing. Just like some can wear the weave or get the hair, whatever, we all have a different look. Not putting a sister down, a true queen lifts her up. She doesn't have to put her down because she's confident in what she's doing. She's confident in knowing that she has nothing to be afraid of her queen beside her. Now, I will tell you this. With all styles of hair, ladies, you still need to maintain it and keep it up. And I'm saying this because a lot of times with the weave or whatever, we get into that comfortable mode and we just go let our hair just look a sight. And I'm saying if you want to, let's do it biblically. When women went to the king, they had to be prepared. And being prepared was they were bathed in oils and they were washed and they had to go through an eating ritual, certain things they couldn't eat. They were cleansed before they went to the king. And some of this, Queen Esther, it took her a year. Ruth had to be prepared before she got on that floor. So why do y'all think it's okay? Now, this is for the ones that want to say they're Christian and want to go biblically. Why do you think it's okay for you to walk around and look a god-awful sight? It ain't. It's okay just to do what I used to do this. Slap a ponytail and you could put that gel in, make it look all cute, put a cute little bun, put your little blush or lip gloss and go out the door and you're cute. You look good. But I have seen some that just be like, forget it. I don't feel like it. I'm being comfortable. presentation is everything. Remember that a queen dresses so well that she is the assistant other departments confuse for director because she dresses for the position she wants, not the one she has, ladies. So when you walk into work, are you dressing for the position you want or the one you got? When people see you, do they say, oh, she must work at the mail in the mail room? Or does she say, oh, she must be one of the directors? What do people think when they see you? So, again, think about this. Are you dressing for what you want or are you dressing for what you got right now? Some say that she has a shopping addiction, but she, the real queen, says she is building her empire starting with her closet. So say it with me, ladies. I woke up like this. You tell them. When you step out every morning, you let the world know, I woke up like this. I'm a queen. That's what a queen does. All right. How many of my queens have woke up like this? Let me hear you. You could call in 347-855-8877. Press the number 1 on your phone when you want to make a comment or have a question. This is an open forum, like I've told you, so I welcome your comments. If you want to remain anonymous, your privacy will be respected. If you're not comfortable with that, please comment on the chat link, www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. You can also send me any questions to my email address, convowithgail@gmail.com, or like my Facebook page, Conversations with Gail, and leave a message. All right. So we don't have any comments? All right. We are back, people. My queens, just like our kings, we have to be leaders. You can't follow the crowd and then wonder why your king has left you behind. You so busy listening to Lonely Anna telling you how to live alone, following her lead instead of seeing the king in your face, waiting to put you in your proper place. You will never find a confident queen following the crowd. She won't become another face in a sea of fake, false, thick eyelashes that looks like a bunch of women that are getting ready to take flight. They look like bats. I'm so sorry, y'all. Can you please lighten up with those eyelashes? Because sometimes I look and I'm just staring, trying to figure out, can you see? That's all. She stopped trying to fit in back in middle school when she realized you could wear the Reebok Classics with the Parasuco jeans and girls still wouldn't want to hang out with you. A queen won't agree with her friends if she truly does not support the decision. She thinks and speaks for herself. She does not need an amen corner to make her feel important. She has no problem standing up for what she believes in. You will find a queen uplifting, empowering, and motivating her sisters to do better. Never looking for the opportunity to tear her down or talk about her behind her back. So, ladies, are you a queen? Do you see some of these attributes in you? Do you see some of the chickens that you may be hanging around you? Something to think about, something to ponder. This is a woman that understands how to give tactful, loving, constructive criticism. Sometimes, ladies, we can be very mean and nasty with our words to other women, quick to put them down when all along behind that wall of having so much to say is a woman crying out because she is insecure and has her own fear she's dealing with. And as a queen, you have to accept your faults as well. Remember that. She is a woman of her word. That means what she says, that what she says, and she does what she says and says what she means. She means what she says and says what she means. Sorry. She does not need a man in her life to sustain her, but she brings value to her king, not depreciating him as soon as he says the magic words, I do. So, ladies, if you feel you got to make ultimatums for the word and you still ain't really ready to be a queen, don't do the wanting the I do from the king just so you can have a beautiful wedding. Because you're not ready, and you're going to depreciate his value because you're not ready. So I must ask again, are you a queen? Do you have the queen qualities? A queen loves herself and knows that loving herself does not involve what she purchases or staring in the mirror and having 1,000 people co-sign that she is beautiful. Loving herself is being honest and at peace with herself and others. There is no shallow substitute. So you're at peace with yourself and others. So you know what that means. You know, I'm not sitting there mad at everybody under the sun. A queen has moved forward. We'll get to that. Girlfriends, a true queen can admit when they're wrong. Uh-oh. A lot of us don't like to say we're wrong. Especially to our male friends, we need to let them know we write all the time. Yes, my friends, you have to have accountability for your own actions. A well-balanced queen can admit their wrongs. Owning up to your faults is no easy feat. We have discussed this, ladies, that we have to be accountable to when we are at fault. I know that I have some issues that I need to work up to, and I'm willing to own up to it. Ladies, are y'all willing to own up to what you know you need to work on? I have a tendency to be very flippy. I can get smart and sarcastic, and I know a lot of women that do it, and they think it's cute. They can fire back. I get you. You say something to me, they on the defensive. They ready. Do you know that is such a major turnoff to men? It's not cute, and it gets tiresome. I watch what I say now, and I seriously think before I speak. I never want to hurt the ones I love because I want to be a smart, sarcastic to sometimes not say anything, regroup, process your thoughts, and move forward. Because a lot of times we want to cut and say, just get smart out the mouth. And then we're giving the person that doesn't deserve it all that anger and frustration, all that hostility. And then you're wondering why the man won't listen to you or won't pay you any attention because you don't know how to control your lips. Think before you speak. Some things ain't worth saying. In some ways, you could be able to go back to him and say, baby, blah, 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 blah. Not, you son of a blah, 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 blah. Presentation. Remember, when words are released, they can't be taken back. Words will cut like a knife, destroying all that it encounters. It will be hard saying that you are wrong, and you may need a glass of Chardonnay when you get home, but you will do it and will do so with a smile. A real queen will acknowledge her wrongs, apologize if necessary, and move on like the strong, beautiful woman she is. Queens have already identified their needs and their goals. Remember I asked you, lady, do you have that goal, one goal? They always put their dreams over anything else. They are not embarrassed to show who they genuinely are. Although life is a fast evolving process, queens will continue to grow while staying true to themselves. They do it partly by giving time to let their interests and passions develop. Another reason for their success and being honest about their identity is that they recognize their strengths and use them as a leverage to be successful queens in life. As we are finding out the attributes of being a queen, do you see yourself in any of these? it's okay. I want you ladies to know it's okay to be a work in progress. But owning up to your need to work on your queen status is a heck of a start. And who wants to say, oh, yeah, I need to work on it? I know I can say I need to work on some things, qualities I need to work on. Now, knowing how to cook does not make you a queen. And I'm going to say that one more time because I'm tired of women thinking that just because you know how to cook, did that mean you automatic queen status? Heck no. Just because you can fry chicken, make macaroni and cheese, collard greens, and cornbread does not put your butt on the throne. There is a king right now ready to put some woman's cooking behind out because you cause more drama and mess than what is going on in a soap opera. Yes, it is good to know how to cook. If you meet a man where he wants to taste your cooking then and you don't know how, then you should try. A queen will ask him to help her in the kitchen. That's the king and queen working together, building that foundation. See, a queen knows her weaknesses and her strengths, and if cooking is one of them, she will do what needs to be done to ensure that her man is happy and fed. I know they say the way to a man's heart is in his stomach. Child, please, have several seats. He needs to bring more to the table than a knife, a fork, and his big guts. My queens, if you want to take classes, they have little classes. I'm in PG County. Prince George's County has all kinds of you could take cooking classes, and that's what a lot of restaurants and chefs do. They will teach. If you want to make pastas, different pastas, you can take a class for that. You want to make desserts, you can take a class for that. There are ways to learn and to have good, tasty meals if that's what you want to do. But a queen will figure it out. She's not going to make the man starve. She's not going to put out some craziness and know that she can. She will know how to delegate to make sure he is okay. My queens, after we admit that we are wrong, we will have to forgive. And I know some of you hate to hear that word because I am one that does. I have talked about it time and time again, but you must know what it means to forgive. While some are reluctant to forgive, a successful queen knows she has more to gain through absolution than she does by holding a grudge. She knows the only way to free herself from those who broke her heart or undermined her intelligence is to absolve herself from those to absolve. Forgiveness is the key to unlock her from the chains of resentment. So she will forgive your wrongdoings, but she won't excuse them. Please don't get it twisted. Remember what I've said. Forgive. Forget. Forgive, let go, move forward. So you forgive the wrongdoings, you don't make excuses for them. That's the difference. A queen knows there's always a better version of her out there somewhere. She is willing to grow and to search for it, and she will. She has passion and drive, and she is a survivor and a boss. She's not crying and licking her wounds, whining and complaining. She is figuring out a new plan. She is reinventing herself. If she ever gets lost, she has a pack of successful queens in her circle to remind her of herself. Ain't nobody messing with a queen's group. A successful friends. You see, queens, those that if you feel you are a queen, check your circle. If your circle's not moving up, if y'all aren't working together and all y'all aren't helping each other to reach goals and to move forward, baby, let me tell you what kind of circle of friends you have. And then let me tell you, you're not a queen. You see, as queens, we don't walk with chicks. Yeah.
Okay, everyone, please hang on for just a moment. Her call dropped. We're experiencing technical difficulties. She should be back on the line any minute. While we're waiting, we'll play a little bit of music. Everyone, while we're still waiting for Gail to get back on the line, if you have a question or comment, please feel free to go to our chat room. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio and Communications. You can always go to Facebook and drop a comment about what you feel about Gail's show. How's she doing? How are your conversations with Gail? Would you like to see her continue her show? Tonight's topic, are you a queen? Does anyone have any questions or comments? What do you think it takes to be a queen or to raise a queen? Okay, no questions or comments at this time. So we're still waiting for her to get back on the line. I'm not sure if her phone died or what happened, but we'll give her a few more minutes before we conclude. But if anyone wants to make a comment, or has a question, we'll offer gift cards. Do you like coffee? We will offer $5 gift cards to the first person to make a question or comment while we're waiting for Gail to get back on the line. Also, please be advised that Gail is still hosting the Live Life to the Fullest Challenge, where you can record a personal video and post it about three things that you're interested in trying to accomplish during the 2016 year. And the radio station will be giving out gift cards in the amount of $25 to support that effort. So we'll be giving out gift cards for who's the most comical or who's the most exciting or who's the most savvy, different types of gift cards. So if that's of interest to you, all you need to do, you have to participate to win. You make a video of yourself and you post it on Conversations with Gail. You just put that on your search box in Facebook, and we will review and vote. I believe that this challenge will conclude at the end of this month, so you still have 7 days to participate, so you could have a few free bucks in your pocket. We'll play another song while we give her a few more minutes, and hopefully we won't have to conclude early. Comment, please feel free to press 1. I'll see you, and we'd love to hear from you tonight.
Hi, this is Joyce. I listen to Gail's show. I follow her on Facebook as well, and I just wanted to say that I think that she's doing an awesome job on the show. I was really enjoying the show that she's doing right now about being a queen.
Hi, Joyce. It seems like we're having a series of technical difficulties, but I do appreciate you calling in and giving. Yes, this is. I'm going to have to talk to Blog Talk about that. But we do appreciate your feedback. I believe Gail is personally awesome, but what makes the show even more awesome is when people come forward and they engage in conversations and, you know, give their feedback. I'm so happy to hear that you think she's doing an awesome job. I'm hoping she considers renewing her contract.
I'm not sure how many listeners that she has, but I try to listen, you know, ever since she first started last year, I try to listen, you know, and I even try to share it. You know, she's giving out good information. I think she should renew her contract, too.
Well, I certainly hope so. I think it's good common sense information, and believe it or not, you know, in this day and time, you know, some people just don't have access to the information that she's given. I think she's been very diverse. She's talked about current events. She's talked about relationships. She's talked about making changes, you know, having a healthy lifestyle. I really enjoyed the Black History Month series, you know, her insight about that and the facts, and then how it relates to people today, which not just African Americans can benefit from. So
I think that she's doing a wonderful job, and we really appreciate you calling in. So what I need you to do for me is, since you did call in, make sure you email convowithgail@gmail.com. Leave your name, your email, and we will send you an electronic Starbucks gift card, okay?
Cool, man.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
No, ma'am. I just wanted to call in and just, I actually put comments through the Facebook, but I don't think you guys get to see them or something. But I just wanted to call in and say something, and that's it. And you can give the gift card to somebody else. I don't want the gift card.
Oh, okay. Well, I thank you for that. I am really disappointed. I believe that Gail's phone may have died, which means that she may not be calling back in. It's been quite a while. I tried to reach back to her on another phone. So having said that, everyone, I would like to thank you so very much for your participation and your listening tonight. We may need to conclude a few minutes early based on the fact that something has happened and she's not able to call back in. However, I do encourage you to please go onto Facebook, go to the page Conversations with Gail, and post any feedback. You can always comment to her privately about different topics. And while you're at it, take a look at our radio page, Victorious Radio and Communications. We're on Facebook as well. But I'd like to thank everyone for calling into this particular forum, and may we all move forward tonight in peace and with blessings and love. We will be returning next Wednesday at 8 o'clock. So if you're Empire fans, please join us right before Empire starts. I'd like to thank everyone once again, and let's all have a wonderful night. Peace and blessings.
Good night.